Joy comes in.
Joy comes in
the morning.
Troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say,
oh, I know.
Come on, somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless him this morning. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Somebody bless him this morning. Somebody bless him this morning. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I give you praise and I honor you and magnify your name. You are great. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are the true and the living God, and there is none like you. You are a miracle worker. You are a provider. You are the deliverer. You are the savior of the world. You are King and God and Lord, and there is none like you. That's why we praise you. That's why we lift up your name. That's why we can shout. That's why we can rejoice. That's why we can sing, because you are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Have you been enjoying service? Oh, I've been enjoying the presence of God. I just wanted to carry on, don't you? Hallelujah. Amazing. The way we've been led in worship this morning. The Lord says, be still and know that I am God. So this morning, I wanna build you up a little bit more. I know we've been built up already with the praise and the worship, but I want to build you up on the word of God today. I want to prophesy to you, and this is what prophecy does. The gift of prophecy builds you up. This morning, I want to say what the word of God says. Not my words, but his words. And I want to remind you as believers your inheritance in Christ. Because sometimes we forget. We forget what is ours. We forget who we are. Oftentimes we forget. Today I want to remind you who you are in Christ. You know, one of the things that we learned during our Eden Bible Academy that happens on the Tuesday, for those of you who cannot get to come, I just want to remind you, we have a fantastic time. Last week, we had such a wonderful time in the presence of God, around the Word, discussing the Word together. We had many of the young people there. But one of the things that we learned during the Academy last week is that a prophecy comes from the Greek word prophetia, which literally means to speak forth or to declare the divine will, to interpret the purposes of God, or to make known in any way the truth of God, which is designed to influence people. So a prophet can be one who foretells the future. We see prophecy as that, don't we? Somebody who speaks into the future. Or one who utters, this is something else, one who utters divine, inspired revelation and speak forth the mind and the counsel of God. That is forth-telling, that is preaching. So this is what I'm doing this morning. I am prophesying as I preach to you. There's a prophet that foretells. He speaks of the future. But there is a prophet that foretells, speaks the mind, the wisdom, and the revelation of God. So this is what I'm going to be doing this morning. If you do have some paper, I just want you to write some things down, because there are some verses that I want to remind us of this morning. Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 17 says, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob. I get excited when I read this. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Hallelujah. So this is Israel, and Israel receives a prophecy to finally take back their promised land. It was promised to them, but they had to take hold of it. Very much like us. God has made promises to us, but we have got to take them. If you remember last week when I spoke, you know, God has made everything available to us as believers, but we've got to step in and we've got to take them. Last week I encouraged you based on the word that I spoke in Ezekiel chapter 47 about realizing what is available to us, taking hold of it, moving from the riverbank. Does anybody remember that? Moving from the riverbank, getting into the river, not just ankle deep or knee deep or even waist deep, but I was encouraging you last week to dive into the deep and be immersed in the Spirit of God. Amen. So are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah. So I want us then to have a real understanding of who we are in Christ and what is available for us and what we can take. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 16 says, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto them and mercy and upon the Israel of God." When we read that verse, the scripture we've just read talks about the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Today, I want to declare to us that we are the house of Jacob. You see, the house of Jacob is another reference to Israel. Mount Zion here is a metaphor for Israel and especially Jerusalem. So Israel is a picture of the church of Jesus Christ today. And I've just read Galatians 6:16, "And many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto them and mercy and upon the Israel of God." So many interpreters of the Bible, we will say that use the Israel of God as another term for the Christian church. And Paul, the apostle, the church for him is the new Israel. It's related to God, not through physical descent, but through faith. And so here we see a picture of the people of God, us, the church, taking back what belongs to us. Amen. Taking back what belongs to us. Possessing our possessions. Possessing our possessions. What is yours, and it is given to you by Christ. And so you've got to take it. It is yours. It has been given to you. It has actually even been recorded in the Word of God. You cannot possess something if you do not know that you have it. Does that make sense? You cannot possess it if you don't know that you've got it. You cannot possess it if you have given it away. You cannot possess it if it has been taken away from you. You cannot even possess it if you don't know that you have them. We are getting everything that has been taken from us back today. Amen. Amen. The devil is getting scared right about now. I see him trembling because the people of God are getting ready to take back everything that has been robbed from the church. And I hear the Spirit of God. I hear the Spirit of God in this place. And God is getting ready. He's standing there with his sword. And he says, "Children of God, realize who you are, because today you're going to get it back." We hear this so often in Christian circles. We take it back what the devil has robbed from us. But it means taking hold of everything that belongs to you. Getting hold of them. possessing them. It's mine. Give it back to me. Turn to somebody and say, it's mine. Come on, say it like you mean it. It's mine. What's yours? You know what the Bible says? That you and me, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. With every means every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1 verse 3. You write that down. I want you to take it home and dwell on that. Every child of God has a supernatural inheritance in Christ Jesus. Possessions of great value. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, many of us are ignorant of that fact. It's a fact. And many of us are ignorant of that. It's a truth. And many of us are ignorant of the truth. And so many of us go through life beaten down, depressed. We go through life not realizing what has been written about us in the scriptures. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to rise up and realize who you are. A child of the living God. I've come to tell you this morning that many of us have been deceived into accepting this present unpalatable condition as our portion from God. But don't you know that the devil is a liar and a thief? Yes, he is. He's a liar and a thief. If you are going through a bitter, and I know there are people in here, God was showing me even as we were worshiping, the people that are going through negative and bitter experiences, it's happening in your life at this moment. I will let you know, I'd like you to know that your portion in Christ Jesus is one that is glorious. And it is firmly established in the scriptures, in the word of God. I want you to leave from this building understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about people just coming to church. But I'm talking about those who are rooted in Christ. Rooted in Christ Jesus. The Bible says the blessings are yours if you're rooted in Christ. I've come to tell you that if you are in Christ Jesus, no devil has the final say over your life. If you are in Christ, some of us need to get this in our system. If you are in Christ Jesus, the word of God written and spoken about you, no sickness has the final say over your body. No sickness, no devil has the final say over your life. No situation has the final say over your circumstances. Somebody say amen. No word said about you in the past, presently, or even one that's going to be said in the future has no hold over your life. Not even nature has the final say over who you are. If you are a child of the Most High God, which I am, it is the word of God that has the final say over who I am. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You see, after all is said and done, the word of God, so powerful. Oh, we just need to get in it. But the word of God shall prevail. When we read Acts chapter 19, 20, it says, "For the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed." Nothing is going to stop the advancement of the word of God. It is written, it is spoken, it is demonstrated. Nothing will stop it. And what God has said about you, you as a believer, it means that today you are victorious in every area of your life. Don't look at your situation and your head being bowed. Stand up and be still and know that God is God. The word of God is active and it is powerful, so much so that the devil, the person who some of you are afraid of, just at the mention of the word of God, he flees. So we need to get into our word, saints. There is power in the word. Hebrews 4 and 12 says this: "For the word of God is alive and active." I want to say that again. Somebody needs to hear it. The word of God is alive and it is active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitude of the heart. The word and it is moving, it is active. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for your word. First of all, you must know, as I said before, that Satan, the devil, is a thief. And his mission, he has a mission. I want you to know that Satan has a mission. It's recorded again in the word, John 10:10. You cannot forget that, 10:10. John 10:10. Can we turn this into a song? John, get this in your John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief speaks of the devil. He comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will continue stealing from you, stealing from us, if we remain in ignorance. There's some Christians who will say, "Oh, I didn't know that was meant for me. Oh, I didn't know. If only I had known, if only." Come out of your ignorance and get into the word of God. That's how you become victorious. That's how you become a winner. I don't know if my father knows this, but oftentimes, you know, parents know more than you think they know. Where are my daughters? And so, Dad, I've got a confession to make today. You see, when I was younger, every day my father would come home and he used to put his jacket in the wardrobe and it was weighing down with 10p coins. And oftentimes I would creep in, it's a confession, please forgive me. I creep into the bedroom, my heart was beating. It didn't seem as if it was a big thing, but my heart was really beating, and I'd put my hands in his pocket and I'd take out a couple of 10p coins. I don't want to say that I was stealing, because stealing is a bit of it's a terrible word, isn't it? You know, but I am your son. And everything that you have belongs to me. Somebody say, yeah, amen. I thought to myself, surely, Dad will not realize that he is missing one or two coins. And in those days, a 10p coin, it makes it seem like a long time ago, isn't it? A 10p coin was worth a lot of money. I could buy a sneaker bar with a 10 pence coin. You see, the devil would like you to remain in ignorance so that he can continue stealing from you, robbing your treasure chest. He thrives on ignorance. Dad, turn to mom and say, I'm getting it back.
I'm more.
Amen. You see, many Christians, they live in condemnation and the guilt of what they did in the past. That is the truth, saints. That is the truth. Many of us as Christians live in the condemnation of the past. What we have said, what we have done, the way we have behaved. And it comes back to haunt us. But I want you to know, if you did not know before, that Christ has forgiven you long, long time ago. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Therefore, I love this word, therefore, because therefore means as a result of. A result of what? Christ Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary. It says that, Brian Jones, there is now no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the 10 pence pieces that I have taken, God has forgiven me for that. If we could only apply the word of God to our lives, written in Isaiah 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he, God says, who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remember your sins no more. That would make me want to shout for joy. Thank you, Lord. You are forgiven. You are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And now you stand righteous in his presence. Righteous means as if I have never sinned. Is there anybody in the house? Psalm 103:12. Write it down, take it home, dwell on it. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So instead of walking in liberty and fulfilling destiny, we are limited and we are crippled by ignorance. That is why the word says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. We do not know, and therefore we cannot take hold of what belongs to us. We do not know, and therefore we cannot apply what belongs to us. We do not know, and therefore we cannot ask for what is ours. I meant to ask him. Is there anybody else that is into asking? Yeah. And I know some of you, you know, you think asking is a bad thing. But the word of God says to me in Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. What do you need from God? What do you need from God? Ask and it will be given to you. The Bible says seek. And you shall find. Is anybody that knows the word of God? Knock. What happens? The door shall be open to you. Ah, I hear the Spirit of God saying that there's some people in Eden Christian Center that just needs to get to the door. He says, I am the door. And God says, begin to knock. Begin to knock. Because that door is going to open for you. That is a promise of God. A promise of God. He who What happens? They will find. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you, I am excited because I'm leaving this building and going somewhere this afternoon, and I'm going to begin asking. I'm going to begin knocking. I'm going to begin seeking. And the word of God says, God is going to hear me. He's going to open doors. He's going to open doors. He's going to open doors. I'm going to find him. You see, the kingdom of God essentially operates on insight. Insight is the capacity to gain an accurate and deep understanding of something. And so in Luke 24, when Jesus appeared to his disciples, he appeared to them, the disciples, these guys he'd been with for years, and he died on the cross, and he's going around for 40 days. And he told them that, you know, he's going to come back. He's going to rise again from the dead. And the Bible says in Luke 24, when Jesus appeared to his disciples, it seems as though what he had said to them and what they had read in the scriptures, they could not understand it. I don't know if any of us find ourselves in that place. We're reading the scriptures, trying to get to grips with it, and we cannot understand it. They had been around the teacher, but they could not be taught. They read, but could not comprehend. They were going to church, having a good time, but they were still blind. In verse 44 of Luke 24, he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." They could not understand it. But I love verse 45. It says, then. I love then too, because it means that something is about to happen. Then Jesus. Woo! Somebody say, then Jesus. Because when then Jesus comes into operation, something happens. Somebody needs a then Jesus in their lives. Then Jesus, then Jesus. Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. Oh God, may our minds be opened so we can understand what has been written about us. And that's why the Apostle Paul, he prayed, write this down again, Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. Furthermore, living in ignorance is living in darkness and total alienation from God. Proverbs 21:16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. This isn't a dead congregation, is it? Is this a dead congregation? Praise God. My point here is that we need spiritual understanding to unlock the storehouse to our possessions in Christ Jesus. If you don't have access to your possessions in Christ, then you cannot take delivery of them. And that means you cannot enjoy them, and that is contrary to the will of God for your life. According to the scriptures, John 10:10. Remember, John 10:10. Christ, the second part of it, has come. Christ, listen to this. Christ has come that you might have life. Woo! That you might have life. More than that, an abundant life. Hallelujah. Christ has come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. You cannot have abundant life until you know what is freely yours. It's all there in Jesus. Last week I was encouraging you to get to know who you are in Christ and get to know what is available for you based on the scriptures and just take them. You see, many of us have become slaves to charlatans and commercial prophets. I'm not one of those, by the way. Because we're living in ignorance. They don't know what the word of God says about them. People say things about them and they believe it. Pledge £1,000 and you will get £1 million back. I see some of that on TV. Commercial prophets. But the Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Is there any free people in here? Yeah. John 8:32. There are people proclaiming to be walking with God, and they're walking in bondage. There are people coming to church, but living in prison. This is a reality, saints. I'm the pastor. I see things. I know things. God tell me things. I speak to people. People are coming to church and they're still going back into prison and closing the prison doors. But Christ tells me that he has come to release those who are in bondage and set those who are bound free. It is the word of God. I believe it. I act on it. We got to know what the word of God says about us. I'm a winner and not a loser. I am the head and not the tail. I am victorious. I am blessed and highly favored. I am a child of the King. God has prepared great and unquantifiable possessions for his children to take care of all their needs, spiritual, financial, material, whatever it is God has provided. It's there in the word. You see, most of the times you fail an exam, it's not because you don't know about the subject, but it's because you do not know enough about it. You have a grandmother died a couple of years ago, left you an inheritance. You don't even know how you're going to claim it. Somebody was telling me the other day that their grandmother passed away, left them a house that was paid off. Immediately, that person became a millionaire. You're a millionaire and you don't even know it. You're a child of God and you don't even know it. You're victorious and you don't even know it. You're a winner and you don't even know it. You have overcome and you don't even know it. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb and you don't even know it. So what are the steps? What are the steps to possessing our possessions? You can only possess what is yours by right. Amen? If it's yours, you can have it. If it does not belong to you, you cannot have it. Because if you take it, that would be stealing. Just like I took the 10 pence pieces from my father's pocket, but thank God for forgiveness. If it's legally yours, you can take it. If it's legally yours. And every child of every, let me say this so you get in your system. Every child of God has an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Every child of God. Those who are in Christ Jesus, there is an inheritance that you have. You are the heir of God the Father. You are joint heir with Jesus Christ, his son. You're a son and a daughter of the living God. That means, woo, everything that Jesus has is yours. I don't know if you you understand this? Everything that Jesus Christ, the Son of God the Father, has belongs to you. By virtue of your faith in Christ Jesus, you have access to the blessings of God through the purchasing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Which means salvation is yours. Somebody say, salvation is mine. Salvation is yours. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Healing is yours. Healing is yours. Somebody say, it's mine. By his stripes, you are healed. Isaiah 35, 53 and verse 5. Good health is yours. You shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Deliverance is yours. On Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. On the Mount of Eden, there shall be deliverance. In Eden Christian Center, there shall be deliverance for those who are in Christ Jesus. Divine protection and guidance is yours. I've been hearing testimonies of how God has intervened in difficult situations. People who could have been knocked over and killed. Houses that could have been burnt down. People who could have been stabbed. I've been hearing testimonies because God says, I will be your protector. Divine protection and guidance is yours. For no weapon, you know this, that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that is raised against you in judgment shall be condemned. There are people that are talking about you right now. And I tell you, and the authority of the word of God, that you are not condemned by what they're saying, because God stands up and he blocks them. He destroys every word that has been spoken about his children. Prosperity and success is yours. Somebody say, it's mine. But my God shall supply all your needs. Is he rich? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Greatness is yours. Somebody say, I'm great. That's not being big-headed. Say it again, I'm great. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. That same authority God has given to his body, the church. We carry power. We carry authority. If the church could realize who they are in Christ, this world, your family, your situation, your community will be extremely different if you know what you carry. Amen. Joy is yours. Amen. Somebody say, it's mine.
It's mine.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Peace is yours. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Please stand to your feet. There are many more, but we're going to be here until tomorrow if I was to go through all of them. Among others, these are the inheritance of the believer. It is this inheritance that we take possession of. Don't let the devil rob you anymore. Do not live in ignorance anymore. Go to the Word of God and say, Lord, this has been written about me. I am taking hold of it today. By your stripes, all those who are sick can say, by your stripes I am healed. I am a winner, I'm an overcomer. I'm victorious because of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call you out today, but I just want you to, if you want to be reassured of who you are in Christ, those things that I've been talking about written in the scriptures, I need you to just raise your hands and I'm just going to declare over you, something is about to change in your life, about to change in your life. Just raise them high. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. As eyes are closed and the hands are raised, because God is about to deposit something in you now. Just raise them high. Father, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, I declare the inheritance of my God upon your people. That means, according to your word, every sickness is healed. Every sickness is healed according to your word. According to your word, I have joy. The joy of the Lord right now, God, as every hand are raised in this place. Right now, I am prosperous. I am victorious. Right now, I am a winner. Every hand that is raised, I declare it in the name of Jesus, that these people, us who stand before you, are victorious. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Even now, God, I ask you, perform miracles. Perform miracles. I declare it with the authority that has been given to me. I declare in the name of Jesus, miracles will happen in the lives of those who are taking it now. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Those difficult situations that seem so hard to break, I declare in the name of Jesus, they shall be demolished, broken down, and we will run through. Hallelujah. I declare today, the 7th of October, that the people of Eden Christian Center are victorious. Somebody who believes that, give God a mighty big shout of praise. Praise. Shout of praise. Lord, as you have led me, I have prophesied today. And I seal the prophetic word uttered, foretold. I seal it with the blood of Jesus. It is sealed in the lives of the believers. We bless you and give you praise. Somebody put your hands together and give Jesus a clap. Give him a clap of praise. Hallelujah. I wanted to do this and I completely forgot. While your heads are bowed for me, I know there are some people here who need to know Jesus. Some of those who have walked out of the promises of God, I'm telling you today, you can walk back in. Somebody that needs to know Jesus Christ as Lord, and this is where it's going to make a difference in your life. You need to know Jesus as Lord. I need you to just raise your hands. All I want to do is just pray for you, and immediately you will enter the kingdom of God. I see your hands, my sister. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? I see your hands, my sister. Anybody else? Anybody else who's going to be victorious, be a winner? There's two over there. Anybody? Three people here. Anybody else? Anybody else? You're coming back to Jesus. You're stepping into your inheritance. Somebody that doesn't know him can know him and be victorious. Is there somebody else who wants to receive Jesus? Just put your hands up right now so I can see you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The people who have their hands up, you can put your hands down. But I just want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I declare that you are Lord. You are Lord of my life. I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Your word says it's a promise that I am saved. Lord, thank you for bringing me back. Thank you for drawing me back. Today, I seek to follow you for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a clap of praise. Amen. God bless you, my sister. I'll speak to you after the service. Amen.